The bishops of England and Wales today concluded their week-long spring assembly in Leeds. One of the key issues under discussion was proposed closures of some parishes in the northwest of England. Monsignor Andrew Summersgill, who was the Secretary General of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, explained the reasons behind these closures.
Well, I think what you find in England and Wales is that the Catholic population is in fact growing. However, largely because of migration into England and Wales and some internal movement within the country, the church is growing more so in the south and the southeast. And some of the more traditional strongholds of Catholicism, particularly in the north, northeast, and the northwest, are slightly less populated than they were. And the church established itself in the beginning of the 19th century, particularly in the northwest, with a strong influx of Irish immigration. And now a lot of the church properties there are either not needed or they're in the wrong place. And so it is important for the bishops in that area to try to make better provision for the church as it exists now. The difficulties come in that a lot of the buildings that are being used are quite good examples of the architecture of the early 19th century. And although there may be a desire to preserve them as examples of architecture, it is quite difficult to do that when you don't have a community of believers and a group of worshippers to sustain it.